Like, what's going on, everybody?
Fusion here. This week on PFA, we got Blood from the Carbuncle server, who's also in Shinsling Shell, so that'll be a little interesting. We got a lot of Galga noises for all of you guys to enjoy. So, here's the show.
Catfood Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
My name is Chinchilla.
What the? I'm Squigalicious.
Yeah, and I'm Kieran.
Did Steak lag seriously crazy?
Yeah, he lagged pretty bad.
I didn't hear any lag.
He lagged pretty hardcore.
Did he?
Must be you lagging. Must be you.
It's me.
Wasn't it?
Today, Junior?
Does not compute.
I don't know. All right,
how about Chin?
Am I supposed to say something?
Chin, you want to introduce your guest? How about that?
Because he's
sitting alone in the corner right now, all by himself.
With us today, we have my friend, Blood. Who
Yay.
Plays me on Carbuncle.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, snap.
Too much information.
Wow.
Whoa.
Congratulations, Whoa. Chinchilla.
Either that was like the most casual sneaking ever, or you lagged at a really bad spot.
Wow. Let's just
Wait, what happened?
Let's talk about that. No. Okay.
Wait, what happened? Where am I?
What? Blood hails from the Carbuncle server, which is the same.
What happened?
Yes.
This is bad. We're giggly, and we've been on this show for 2 minutes.
You just said that Blood plays you on Carbuncle.
I said with.
No, you didn't.
I heard Blood is the one who plays me on Carbuncle, and I'm like, oh, man, Blood is a pimp. He's just straight playing Chinchilla. What's up?
Wow.
Unreal.
Oh, that was
great.
You're
going to hear the end of this one.
Tonight is show opening ever.
Tonight is going to be such a long night.
Okay.
Some portions of this episode will be featured on the Pet Food Alpha Outtakes DVD. I can tell right now. Welcome,
DVD.
Blood. We are very glad to have you.
All right.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Lag.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of lag.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by
lag.
The letter lag.
Letter? That's kind of three last time I checked.
News. Let's go into news, please.
All right.
This the first week, bit of yeah,
we got
the news we're gonna go over is the new player guide videos. Hi.
Okay, so new videos, not a whole lot of new stuff here. Like
six new movies.
Everyone's seen this stuff before. Like, it's nothing new. They added
six new movies.
Dude, are you trying to market this stuff? What, you don't have the Vanadio collection anymore? You're like,
Chapter 4 includes six new mutants.
If you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll get six new movies. Alright, so we got joining a Link Shell, obtaining a support job, becoming a certified adventurer, obtaining a Chocobo license, obtaining an airship pass, and obtaining an extra job. The sixth one,
you know what, though?
With the extra job,
these
is
are very
the best.
Relevant videos, though. They're all relevant.
Especially the one about getting a support job, because it shows you all the jobs, and at the end, the character picks Dragoon.
Oh,
lame.
Oh, wow.
Except
only
that never, ever happens.
Dude, whatever.
Never happens.
Dragoon is the best job in the world, and you all know
it's like, hey, this is Dragoon. Wait, they're lame. Okay, I think we're going to play something else. That never happens.
Hold up the census. Tell me what percentage of the people on Invenadil are Dragoon.
More than Corsair and Puppet Master.
That's because you can't handle the Corsair.
I've never met a Corsair that I lolled at, though.
No. Oh, ho.
I have. One is in my link show.
Oh.
Yeah, DeSoto's in it.
Okay, that's like two in a row here. Give me a second. I didn't even have time to mark the first one, and you're like going at it again.
What? I can't say.
Oh my god, you're killing me. Killing me.
All right. Okay. We seriously need to make a list of what we can and cannot say.
I think we all know it. We just.
Yeah, I can send you that list. It's not a big problem.
You just want to type out all those words.
Yeah, on standby.
God.
You need the Uriah button.
I'm gonna kill all of you people.
We should all just have a button that'll leap it out.
We're on a 30-second delay.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
All right. So
well,
yeah.
The anyways,
new videos.
The new player videos are pretty cool. You can go check them out. We got a link on our page, obviously. So, see what kind of relevance you find in these videos, and start
might,
a forum
might be good for a
tell
laugh.
Us all about it.
Oh, another thing, too. I can't... This stuff pisses me off. With some of these videos, they talk about support jobs or whatever, and they're like, you know, you could sub white mage as a warrior, or something stupid. And in this one, when they talk about getting a support job, they do thief sub white mage.
Wow.
Nice.
Square Enix, you're not helping us in the dunes. Yeah. It's already. It's, people are already soloing to like 30.
Like, excuse me, sir. Why are you a thief level, a sub white mage? Square told me to do it.
Yeah, and it sucks because now that's actually a valid excuse. So
yeah, exactly.
Don't do this. Why?
But the Brady guy said red mage warrior is a good combo.
The Brady guy is like a million years old.
It's really old.
Yes, it is. It's a relic.
That thing's older than all of Stake's children combined.
Probably.
Dude, I remember when the first guy came
warrior
out.
Slash Dark Knight. Black Mage.
What?
Huh?
I just heard random jobs.
Yeah, that's all I heard. I was like, doop doop deep deep doop deep deep doop doop. That's kind of space.
Dude, I want to play deep doop doop.
Blood, what did you say?
Lag out?
I said lag.
Exactly.
Wow.
This show's going nowhere fast.
Alright.
Okay, so yeah, apart from the new videos, which are teaching all the new players such good leveling habits, we have an update for the Celestial Knights event, which is pretty cool, because that means that I won't have to do that myself. They pretty much just listed up all the servers and said, you know, who's in first place
lag.
And stuff like that. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a second, but just keep going.
Weird. Alright, so it's got, like, it shows what server is ranked in regards to, like, the amount of poems or whatever. So, Phoenix is first, which is pretty cool. Moogle still haven't shown up yet. For those guys of you who have been, like, checking out this stuff, you go to the, you know, Play Online community, the beta thing, the link shell, and it shows like the bamboo tree, and like there's like a Moogle on the side. If you get 5 Moogles, something happens in the game.
That's so awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for 5 Moogles. We're 3 out of 5 right now on Bahamut. We're 6th place, so we're getting there.
Where's Kujata on the list?
Kujata, I think that's pretty far down. Actually, yeah, you're 25th.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Last.
And a big sucks to be you shout out to Hades, who's in 32nd.
Nice.
Hey.
Sorry, Munja.
I mean, you gotta look at it this way, Stick. At least you're beating Remora.
At least we're beating Remora.
Ooh. Okay. Dim's fighting weeds.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Weeds.
So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool to see, you know. I want to see what goes on after we get these 5 Moogles. I want to know what's going on in the game.
It's going to be like nothing.
I know. I'm getting all hyped up, and it's going to be something. It'll be like a Moogle. He's like, here's your colored bamboo. I'm like, okay.
And like, it doesn't really do anything except keep spacing your Margaus.
Dude, I'm a sucker for event items, though.
I know. I am, too.
I love
you know what I find is, like, really kind of... It kind of sucks. It's like, there's really no way of like getting people pumped up about this stuff on your server, you know? Like you could go into Juno and be like, "Hey, everybody, go
dude, that would be like the worst." That's like everybody there's no way like, to market Jesus, that like creatively. You just go into Whitegate and do a shot and be like, "Hey, go write some haikus." Like what? Like why are we writing poems? It's like, "Oh, it's for the event so we can get grass." What? It's like,
yeah, so we can get grass. Yeah.
It's a special kind of grass.
If it's gonna happen for any of the servers, it's gonna happen. I mean, unless you have like a really huge link shell or something.
Yeah, like I can't
really
see
no way
none
like,
of these
like
link shells. I can't see any of these servers like not getting it. Like, it's just, that'd be really stupid of Square Enix.
That'd
be like,
kind of lame if they didn't give it to
you. With all these other events, it's like, it's all on you. Like, if you want it, fine. If not, whatever. It's not going to mess around with anybody else. With this, it's like, your link shell's not participating. Well, you're screwing over the people that want to do this event. So, I don't think Square Enix would do something like that. So, like, maybe like the last day.
We lost blood.
Did we really?
Oh, lame. Wait, we're losing blood? That can't be good.
Chin, I know you like cutting people, but knock it off.
I'm sorry.
What?
What?
Okay. Oh, yeah, word.
We'll just carry along, I guess, and we'll grab him when he comes back.
Wait, is he not in?
He's not even on Skype now.
He might have went to restart his PC or something.
I'll keep an eye out for him here.
All right, that's cool.
True.
All right. Word. Okay, so.
All right.
Pretty cool. Hopefully Kujata will move up from, like, whatever it is, almost 30th place, 25th place.
Out of 32.
And get our actual Moogles in there. That'd be kind of cool.
I want some new event items.
Yeah, Doubtful.
All right. Speaking of Celestial Knights, it's been using the community beta. We got an update for it this week, which is kind of cool and kind of weird at the same time. They added an ability where you can view players' equipment.
Yes, which is really awesome.
And with this feature too, they added something where you can, if you use the form feature, you can write tags for items, and you can view the stats right in. Like, you just do a couple of brackets and like the name of the item, and it'll show up after you save or whatever. I tried doing this, and it was extremely picky with items. Like, if in the game, like Myochin Kote, for example, okay, Myochin capitalized Kote is not. So I go into this thing. I type it just like that. Didn't work. I changed the Kote to a capital K, and it worked fine. So it's like, it's not even like the way it's in the game. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I think it would make sense to not worry about capital letters, I would think.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. But, you know, it's a new feature. I'm sure they're going to be fixing it over time. So, but yeah, it's a pretty cool little thing.
Sweet.
Wait,
awesome. Out. Yeah, I can't wait to go check that out, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mention. I don't know why they keep doing this. They updated the official Treasures of Atarion website with Einarjar.
Oh, yeah.
So you wait like 5 minutes for this flash to load. You go into like Battles Unfought or whatever it's called, and you click on Einarjar. It shows you like three pictures, like a little paragraph, and then it's like, for more information, click here to view like this thing that we posted like a month ago, which is on the main website, so you don't have to wait for it to load or anything as much as you do with this like flash site. So
I think it's somebody's job to update that site.
They're doing a bad
job.
But
nobody really knows that it's there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, who goes to the Treasures of Atarion site anymore?
And
what they need
to
do is update the expansion website, the new one. That'd be even better.
Yeah.
I could go for
some
Wings of the Goddess
infos. Yeah, absolutely. Stop giving us old news.
It'll be like, the update is like, you get to do stuff from the past. Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it.
My prediction
thanks
is
for
that
clearing
in a
up,
couple
Jackie.
Weeks, we'll have more information on the new expansion.
Yeah, we're going to give you that as whenever the hell they come out with it, so. All right, that'll move us into PFA news.
PFA
little
news.
Tidbits. Actually, now. I'm going to bring up something real quick just so we can get into the juicy bit. This week, like I was talking earlier about like furniture pieces and stuff, I got an aquarium this week. It was really cool. Yeah. And I felt like I needed to make a wallpaper to express the coolness of aquariums.
Oh, jeez.
So go into the media section, and it's right there.
And I love how it says steak was here on the side.
Yeah, you like the little subtleties in there.
Yeah, that was good.
I'll get into more details about that later in the game. But okay, juicy stuff. Let's get the better bit of news here. I think I'll give Chin the honor since she took care of this.
Blood is back, by the way. Get blood back.
Oh, wait, 2 seconds. Hold on. Hold on.
Do 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 do.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm pissed off, but yeah.
Hey,
you're angry.
What was that?
Way to
that
be the angry Galka.
I know.
You're that Galka.
Blood's from the U.
Don't be that Galka.
No, I'm good.
But yeah, we still recording?
Yeah, we're still in the middle of the show.
Drumroll.
Sweet.
I'm drumrolling. Somebody say it.
Wait, so what are we talking about now?
The big thing.
I don't know.
The big thing.
Oh, true, the big thing!
She's like, oh.
Big thing.
Oh my gosh, the big thing! So let me tell the backstory.
I love this
first.
Story. This is great.
Okay, so one day, we're talking. We're like, well, you know, we knew Fusion had put in an application to be a community site, so I'm like, hey, so what happens if you put in a second application? He's like, I don't know. It's probably not a good idea. And I'm like, yeah. But I had already put one in anyway. So the other day I got this crazy email in like Japanese. And it's like, community, squiggles, face. And then I had like a username.
Community squiggle face.
And then I had like a username and a password like looking thing. So I was just like, whatever. So then I was like, wait, community? So I checked the POL site and we got added, which is really cool.
She was so excited. We are now officially recognized as a Play Online community site.
I'm not sweet.
Play Online.
I'm just sitting here. It was like, it was kind of late. And Shin's like, dude, check this out. I'm like, what? I'm like, I got this crazy Japanese email from Play Online. I'm like, what? I'm like, why are they sending Japanese emails?
I thought I was getting like banned or something. I'm like, I don't speak Japanese. Tell me what I did.
What's up with that?
Where's the auto translate function?
It's all that fish botting you're doing.
Send us English emails because I had to run that crap through Babelfish and it was pretty interesting to read actually with the full translation.
Your mother is very honored to know that your father is very honorable and you are now a community site.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, thanks.
And like, well, here's what I can gather. This is like a login or something. So we go in there. There's a bunch of cool little gadgets, and images, and stuff. So we'll see about using those somewhere maybe. But yeah, you go. Shin was like, it's got my name on it. And she's like, for the win. I'm like, for the lose. There's no banner because she had forgotten to add the image for it. So we went in there and fixed it.
Did you assume I even know how to add a banner?
It's a URL. You, come on, it's not that hard.
You made our website.
True, I did.
You made the website?
Yeah. She made my Linkshell Forums website.
Oh, nice.
Shin, you're the
Check
man.
Check it out.
She's a man.
ElusiveLS.com.
You're the Mithra now, dog.
Oh, God.
Oh,
horrible.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, we're a community site now.
Yes, we're
Yay, us!
Woots!
Let's get dumb. Drink some rum.
You're such a corsair.
Oh, yeah?
Arr!
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, so yeah, that's that. And if anyone from Square Enix is listening, send out emails in English. That'd be great.
Thanks.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, if you could do that.
I mean, these funky characters. I got dizzy. My epilepsy kicked in.
What?
Epilepsy?
I twitched for a few hours on the floor.
Can't read Japanese. Must use Babelfish.
My eyes!
My eyes! Oh, that's great.
Wow.
You guys are funny!
Chinchilla is such a Japanese name. So I see where they made the mistake.
Yeah, Chinchilla is so Japanese. I mean, it's not a freaking rodent.
It's almost gangsta. That's gangsta.
Chinchilla's
a gangsta name.
Like, gangsters
it's
wear
weird
because
they're supposed to like review these websites, right? Didn't they look at it and notice it's not in Japanese?
Yeah.
Just an idea? No? I mean,
you know, honestly, they may have it automatically translated into Japanese so they can read it, so maybe they just forgot they had translated.
That's kind of a big mistake.
No way,
because
all they'd get out of our
Dude,
site would be like,
are you
some
mentioned
sandwich,
we registered it.
Someone.
We registered it through the English website.
Are you trying to tell me that Square Enix is incapable of making a big mistake? I mean, look, they put Dragoon in the game. Big mistake.
Owned.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
Square Enix is completely capable of making a mistake.
Dude, that's not funny.
I think it was a bigger mistake.
Okay. Let's have one person talk at a time. Oh my god.
Why don't you go join your 1% of Corsairs?
No, 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 no.
Oh my god. I have no idea what's going on.
Turkey man.
Alright, let's move on to...
In-game. For the love of God, in-game.
In-game, please.
That would be blood.
How are you? How you doing, buddy?
I'm alright. Alright,
we're gonna ask you what you've been doing in-game, man.
Okay. This week, it's been kinda crazy. Right, Chin?
That's right, blood.
Yeah, you know.
Super crazy.
You're like two like half asleep reporters on the news or something.
Yeah.
It's like we've had
quite the news story tonight, haven't we, Dave? Yes, I would agree, Linda.
Okay.
And now
Linda.
To gym with sports.
Yeah. As most
How
of you
crazy
know,
I made
a new link shell. So that's kind of been taking up all my time. It's so stressful, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially dealing with Chin.
Well, actually, like, I didn't plan on making Chin an officer. Because, you know, she sucks at the game. So,
let's just bash Chin, let's go.
Dude,
buddy.
I'm being called out on the air.
Yeah.
Roast of Chin.
I made the link shell, and like 3 days later, my first officer, Gambit X. Yes, that's an X at the
Gambit.
End of his name.
Gambit for the win.
Dude, X's at the end of names are cool.
Yeah.
No, Gambit's
so he's
a
like,
cool name, dude.
Yeah, it is. And he's like, you know, we should make Chin an officer because, you know, she's a loser and she never gets off the game. And I was like, hell no. But he bribed me into it. But ever since then, Chin has been like the best officer. She does everything. She made the site and she gives me gil.
I'm going to have to check out that website and critique it.
She gives me gil.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Again.
She did say something about getting played at the beginning of the show. So.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
And the truth shall set you free.
Whatever.
She's just, like, pushing it off now.
That's pretty much
like,
how it works.
I did not make that joke.
Conspiracy
I do not know what you're talking
win.
About.
Yeah, at the beginning I wanted to get, like, 25 to 30 people. Because my goal is to get everybody gear, and I thought that'd be the best way. But apparently not when people don't play the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I don't know how to get members. So I made a post on killing Ifrit.
Oh, boy.
And I thought that was going to be horrible, but it actually turned out really well. Because a lot of people know Paragon, and, you know, we were a very successful link shell. And we got, like, 50 applications. It was bizarre. And ever since then, it's been looking really good. I mean, today, we killed Jormungand, you know?
Ooh.
And, yeah, we killed it in like an hour with 20 people. We didn't have to sleep at once. I don't think Paragon ever did that.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hello, this is Karen. Whose phone is that?
Another call for the bat phone.
Wait, guys, I gotta take this. Hold on, guys. I gotta go fight some crime.
You can hear him, like, fumbling around in the
Pirates
background trying to put on his tights.
Crime on the next Pet Food Alpha.
Yeah, that's just what I call it. Really, I'm just gonna go participate.
Anyway, what else, bud?
Oh, yeah, the drop sucked. We didn't get the poll, but that's not what we wanted.
Sometimes getting the poll is not the best thing.
You would know, man.
It attacks several times, though.
Whatever, dude.
You know what? Speaking of bat phone, I actually have a bat. I actually have a Pet Food Alpha bat phone. Did you guys know that? Yeah, this is how my cell phone rings.
Alpha bat phone.
You guys ready? Here you go.
God,
this is gonna be so lame,
dude. It's not even ringing.
Oh my god!
Let's go.
okay.
Dude, that would scare little children.
Yep, that's the ball. I want to thank Monja for that ringtone. Thanks, dude.
Nice.
That'd be good for, like, text messages, dude. I don't know about a ringtone.
Need to speak up, Squig.
I said, how do you do that?
Very carefully.
How do you do what?
I got a program that can make
them. Very carefully.
I got a program that can make
them. I actually know the secret now.
Ooh.
Thank you. Well, at least for my phone, anyway.
You have to travel to the far reaches of the earth, acquire a file from an ancient temple.
When you can steal the pebble from my hand.
I'm a programming noob all the way, so it's like...
What is this episode about?
No,
no. Anyway,
yeah, we all just cut off.
We just kind of talk and hang out. Who cares about the show?
Hey, Blood.
Yeah.
Did you have any more to say about your in-game experiences this week?
Oh yeah. Right before the show, we killed Proto Omega.
Oh, I hate you.
Hey.
Yeah, and I got.
Oh.
Those feet.
Oh, I hate you.
And the best part is my Durg is level 70. So.
I'm gonna kill you.
Some awesome Durg.
Very cool.
Yeah. But we had a Durg, but he was, he couldn't play for 72 hours, so. So I
maybe so people don't laugh at you, you should say what other jobs you have leveled.
Dude, Dragoon's all he needs.
Yeah, I'm a Dragoon in hard, but I have a 75 Ninja, 75 Bard, 75 Ranger, and 75 Warrior.
Wow, dude.
Seriously, nice. You just like have a microwave right in front of your
How
computer.
Long have you been playing the game?
I've been playing since a month before the PS2 release. So
Wow.
It's like 3 years? Like 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, definitely at least three. I lost count.
It's been so long.
Do you like bathe and everything like that?
I mean, I try, but...
That's when he hooks it up on the laptop and...
puts it around with him.
Do you do, like, holidays and family things, or...
Yeah, I
do. What's
that? Okay.
What are holidays?
Just checking. Just...
You know, that's when he goes around
and gets
the...
Do you do a lot of, like, delivery and things like that?
Delivery?
What do you do, man?
What's
not delivery?
Like open the door, it's Domino's, damn it.
The heck?
Oh. No, dude. Wow. Pretty much I level a job from like 1 to 75 in like 4 months. And that's when I'm a total nerd, but then I kind of go on a break. And, I mean, I used to be hardcore into the game, you know, it was really unhealthy. But now, you know, since Chin does everything for me, I really don't have to be on the game much. But, yeah. I don't know, I'm loving the game right now.
Very cool.
That's good, man.
Hey, I hope that link shell works out. Sounds like it's doing really good.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and we got, from Proto Omega, we got the legs. Went to a blue mage.
Okay. Those got the, fast cast on them, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was looking at that stuff earlier. So I'm pretty sure that was the place.
Yeah. But most importantly, I got the feet for my level 70 Durg.
Very nice.
You're so proud of that.
Dude, I would be too. Those feet are nice.
I'm just trying
Shut up, Durg.
You know what? Corsair, go join the 1% of your kind and cry.
Ooh.
Owned. That totally put me in my place. I'll never talk again.
Yeah,
if I didn't detect some sarcasm there, I would be like, that would have made my day.
Oh, I'll catch you.
So nonchalant.
Yeah, but I leveled Beastmaster a little bit.
Nice.
But I don't have time for that anymore, so.
Yeah, Beast isn't that good anyway.
Yeah, it pretty much sucks.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Beast is great.
I kept on dying, and it really pissed me off. But.
Obviously.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna die on Durg.
So, like, you die and you're, like, happy. You're
like, yes!
Yeah. Alright, I died again!
I hit the home point.
But seriously, on Beastmaster, every death will teach you a little bit more about the job.
Like, when not to die.
Yeah.
What you can handle and what you can't handle.
How to run away.
Like how to run away. That's a really good lesson.
When you're a Beastmaster, you have to have a re-raise earring, or else you're screwed.
Yeah.
I learned that pretty quick, but...
Or several re-raise earrings.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. Ningxhell's is doing great.
Very cool.
And my girlfriend hates Chinchilla, so...
I can't blame her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Why does your girlfriend hate Chinchilla?
I don't know. I mean, it might be because we have to talk all the time, but I got
another edit.
I can't believe you just
sigh.
Said that.
Sigh.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's going to be the most out of place Udia ever.
We're at like five Galaga
this
noises.
This whole show is just going to be Udia, 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 Udia.
Remix!
Udia.
Go.
Udia.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. She gets jealous about everything. She plays the game too, but she plays like once a week. And she gets jealous if I'm in a party with her, like Camping Behemoth or Camping Fafnir, and it's, you know, it's kind of crazy. And I didn't talk to her for like 5 hours because I was out, and she flipped out and she was like, all right, I'm going to confront Chinchilla. And apparently, oh. I was like, what the hell?
Chinchilla.
Yeah, she left me a text message. And when I got back, Chin is like, yeah, so your girlfriend definitely like sent me a tell. And I was like, what the hell? And I don't know, what did she tell you, Chin?
I don't know. She was like, were you in a party with blood? I'm like, I don't know.
It's like, yeah, like, a lot of people died.
We went to Behemoth, and then I fell asleep, and that's about it.
It was so good, I was tired afterwards, and I needed to lay down.
Oh, God. No,
I would have fell asleep beforehand. Let's not lie.
Yeah, because Camping Kings is one of the most exhilarating experiences of
life. I've done it once, and it was... I hate camping NMs. It's annoying.
You love it.
Yeah. Kings are 10 times worse.
Yeah, because everybody and their mothers are...
Fafnir has popped on the 6th or 7th window every day this week. It's so annoying. Especially when you don't claim it. You know, that's
tough. Oh yeah, it's the worst because everybody else is there too, and so there's a very small chance that you're even going to get the claim after standing out there.
Yeah. And Carbuncle is just ridiculous. Like, 150 people in the airy is, like, normal.
And, yeah, that sounds familiar. Same thing for Bahamut.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were, like, the worst, but apparently not.
No.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
The game ruins my relationship.
Okay. Well, my girlfriend also plays, so I can definitely say it has not ruined my relationship whatsoever. So.
No, it hasn't ruined. I'm going to give her a shout-out. Veronica.
Aww.
I still hang out with Chinchilla.
Win.
No. That's so messed up.
That's funny though.
I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow morning. There's gonna be
that's not funny at all.
I'm gonna like wake up and I'm not even gonna say it because it's disturbing and I'm scared now.
Yeah, our relationship is fine. You know, I had to talk to her for a little bit, but she's Italian, so she has that Italian rage.
Ah, that's it.
Rage.
I don't know if you guys
Italian rage.
Oh, dude.
That sounds like a good 2 hour, doesn't it? Veronica uses Italian rage. Oh, shit, God!
And another Galaga.
There's another Fuya.
You're killing me.
We're just trying to make you feel good about
it. We're giving you
work.
Some job security, dude.
Dude, I already have enough to do this week. I don't need to be sitting here for 5 hours doing Galaga noises.
Oh, jeez. I'm definitely never drinking before the show ever again.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
The best part is, I'm a Galaga, and ever since level 5, I haven't used sound. And about 2 weeks ago, I started using sound, and it's just hilarious hearing my Galaga swing and hearing that noise. Because it is just the best ever.
Yeah. I notice it too in parties with Galkas, and I'm like, oh man. Wonder what that Galka's really saying. Why is it getting blocked?
Oh god. All right, so
why is it getting censored?
Alright, let's move this right along.
Alright, who's
I'll go next while we're kind of talking about Omega. My link show, we went into Proto Omega today. Kind of died, so that was kind of a bummer, because I probably could have had a shot at some of the gear, which is really nice. But, learn from your mistakes, do better next time, is all you can do.
Yeah.
Also, what else did I do this week? Did Dynamis Bucidine, got a lot of good drops, got a couple White Mage bodies, Somebody calling me? Somebody is texting my message.
Somebody is texting my message.
Somebody is texting my message. Okay. So, anyway. So, I gotta tell the aquarium story. A friend of mine, Lakomi, she's just been playing, getting back into the game a little bit for the summer. And so we've been fishing.
Very nice person, by the way.
Very nice. And, actually, a little fun fact, she's the girl I proposed to a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
And then she quit the game.
Aww.
But, so we've been fishing a little bit. And, I was just browsing around the auction house and like, oh, an aquarium, that'd be, you know, something cool to get her, you know, a nice little gift because we've been fishing and stuff. And so, I go ahead and I buy it. I'm like, I'll put it in my mock house just to see how it looks before I send it over. And it was really cool looking. So I'm keeping it and I've been crafting this week too. So I figure,
You're like anti-craft man.
I know. Think about it. At the end of July, we usually get Summerfest or Summer Breeze, whatever you call it, right?
Uh-huh.
And you get the goldfish scooping with that. So I think I need one more alchemy level and I need the goldfish scooping event and I'll be able to make fish bowls.
Yeah, it's a pretty low alchemy sense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 10 woodworking, four smithing and 7 alchemy.
I got this. I
don't have the wood alchemy at 60.
And I mean, I have two of these goldfish sets that are X. So you can only get them from the event. I already have two of them sitting around, so I could probably dish out, get a couple during the event. I might actually be able to make some decent money.
I need to go level woodworking.
Yeah,
sign one of those.
Not too bad. I got alchemy to 6 in a day, easy.
Oh yeah,
you just sit there and you do ninja tools. It was weird. Synthing doesn't make any sense. I was looking at, I think it was Auction House or Wiki, and looking at low-level synth recipes. And I think the lowest one you can do is water. You get you need pieces of cactus that you need to get from a quest or something, which is kind of weird. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see what else there is. Level 3 antidotes. I'm like, okay, not a problem. So I get all the materials for it, go to synth it, and it's too high.
Level 3 was too high. You probably had to join the guild.
I did, and it was still too high. So I'm like, okay, and someone's like, well, try making these Serrara or the ninja tools or whatever they're called, which is it says level 7. So I get all the materials, I'm like, I don't think it's going to work. And sure enough, I can do a level 7 synth, but I can't do level 3.
That makes so much sense.
I don't craft much, so maybe there's something I'm missing, but that's just stupid.
That's true.
Well, is the item capped? I mean,
I don't think it was.
Because, if they put a cap on an item, you can't make it after a certain level, right?
That's not true. You can still make it.
I mean, I do the same recipe that Fusion was skilling off of as a 78 alchemy, and I can HQ several stacks of it.
Yeah. It's just really, really weird. But so hopefully I'll be able to make a little bit of gil on the side after this summer breeze comes. Hopefully it will, because I don't think the Celestial Knights is going to be replacing the summer event.
I don't think so either.
Wait, so you can put goldfish in the goldfish bowl? Is that what you're telling me? I don't understand how you'd be making money off of goldfish bowls.
When you do the event, you can get the goldfish set.
Uh-huh.
Which is just an X item. It just kind of sits there. You use that in a synth. I can never say this damn word. Synthesis. You put in a couple fish in there and some other random crap, and you can make a fish bowl. And there's a fish right in there, and you can put it in your mock house.
It's pretty cool, man.
It's very, very cool looking.
I want a fish.
Dude, you should. You know, you make one or buy one. Get an aquarium. Don't even get a bowl. Get the whole tank.
Yeah, you buy me one. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll work well since I'm not on your server. Why don't I get your... Why don't I get Blood to buy you one?
Oh!
No.
Nice little payback for all the little favors you've been doing them.
Oh, Jesus. That joke is
and
never going
to
end.
I'm going to have to calculate. Oh, no.
No, man.
I don't need to calculate.
Dude, Blood, you started it, man.
I did nothing.
I hate you all.
Chin will cut you. Okay, who's next?
Is Fusion done?
I'm good, yeah, I'm done.
I figured he was done.
Oh, what are you, psychic?
You sounded like you were done. Did you have something else?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, you just assume I'm done?
Who's next?
I think we should
fight. Kieran, you go.
Kieran, I go. I got nothing. Well, but I can tell you why I got nothing, because my girlfriend was in town. Dark Crystal came to town.
Oh, you and, got so you got something.
You got something. That's right.
Yeah, I got something, ever. But it was not in game related.
Oh. It was game related. What is the show rated M?
What is a video game?
Oh, we're gonna get so many emails about this show.
My baby's ears.
Yeah, Steak. You better take your baby out of the drawer for this one. You might want to put it in the bed. Okay. This show's
Did
too much.
Did you say put it in a bag?
No, I said take it to bed. Well, you're evil. What are you
that sounds
about
even worse. You know,
no,
baby in a bag. Baby in a bag.
Okay, so Dark Crystal visited, so we went out to grab dinner a couple times, and we did a little sightseeing. We went and saw the most awesome movie ever, which is Transformers. That movie kicked so much ass. And
let's do that.
And yeah, it really, 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 really is good. I can give that full thumbs up. And I know that's not game news, so I should probably shut up about that. But really, I have done nothing in game, absolutely nothing, because my entire week has been devoted to my very, very loving girlfriend, who, by the way, I guess, Steak, should I go ahead and mention this now?
Do it.
The awesomeness that is my girlfriend. None of us here at PFA were going to get a chance to go to the Anime Expo. So, my girlfriend, who lives in California, decided to go to the expo for us and, you know, talk to some people, Square Enix, you know, and also to possibly get a couple of goodie bags for PFA. And she ended up getting a couple of things that you guys might be seeing in the future if you win possibly our treasure coffer or however we choose to give these out, which has yet to be determined, but we definitely got some goodies from the expo.
Very nice.
For goodies. Anybody.
Goodies.
Goodies! Well, goodies. We were limited on some goodies, and I will keep that limited to the knowledge of said goodies that shall be available, but we
You're
were limited
goodies
on some
way
goodies.
Too much.
Goodies, man, because I know if I say anything else, I'll like totally give it away because I suck at keeping. Because
you know we have the goodies for the goodies, and we're gonna give the goodies away.
Yeah. All right. Goodies. Well, I'll shut up with the goodies then. You can't have my goodies. You can't.
I don't want your goodies.
Whoa!
That's a horrible.
Okay.
Episode.
So yes, Dark Crystal was able to get us some cool stuff to give
Thank
out
you,
to
Dark
our
big
fans.
Shout
does
out to her.
Does Dark Crystal listen to the show?
Yes, she does.
Okay, thank All you, right. Dark Crystal. We really, really appreciate you hooking us up. And,
yeah,
going out there for
goodies.
For sure.
Thanks for the goodies.
Yeah, right. So that was pretty much it. I've actually got them, you know, sitting right next to me, so I'm get to bask in their glory.
The goody glory.
The goody glory. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I got to enjoy her presence for just about a whole week. So, definitely, Squig. Blood, I could feel you on that with the distraction from the game from a girlfriend. So.
Squig, what have you been doing in game, dude?
Yep.
Let's see. I got my summer. I got my summoner 49 this weekend. Nice. I've been Congrats. Trying to. I've been trying to get the push to 50 because I get the. I call it the hobo set. And
the
a couple
isn't it like the austere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. The hobo set. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I've been pushing to get 50 and I ended up in two different parties and I didn't get anywhere near it, so I've been trying to get it so I could assist with my summoner on the 50 cat COP missions, but I'm just gonna try to get it tomorrow. So my link shell's having a free week next week. We've been talking about doing COP missions, getting me through getting me through as much as we can. Because we've seriously needed Black Mages in C. So, let's see, what else? Oh yeah, we're talking about doing a Fenrir run, either Wednesday or Thursday, so I'm looking forward to
that.
Oh,
very
nice.
Finally
getting my puppy.
Your purple glowing puppy of death.
Yep, you better believe it.
So scary.
We did a Dynamis Sandy run this week. we got the clear, and we wiped at the end to a very, very interesting Judgment Bolt. One of the avatars became fake. Oops.
Yeah.
Some of us were slack. Yeah, yeah. I think at that point, like, we had like three black mages dead, and then there was something else, and I was about to sleep it, and before my sleep went off, we were, you know, eating the ground. We got a whole bunch of artifact drops. I was looking for warrior feet, but they didn't drop, so yeah. I was a little bit disappointed by that, but, you know, next time.
Definitely.
Yeah, and lastly, on Squigalicious, that is, I got my Yidget Crackouts.
Nice.
They're an assault item, 20,000 assault points. They're the feet set of the Yidget set, the feet part of the Yidget set. Defense 11, intelligence and mind plus 3, evasion plus 5, and magic attack bonus plus 2. So ooh, very nice nuking piece.
Very cool.
Sweet.
I mentioned on Squiggly I was going to try to get 3 jobs through the dunes. I don't know what possessed me. It's been a very, very interesting week filled with very, very interesting noobs. I managed to get 2 through the I managed to get 2 through the dunes. I got a black mage and a ninja through the dunes. I still got my white mage is level 10, so I gotta pull it through the dunes for I ran into some.
I know, it gives you a headache, right?
Well, okay, I got in a party as a level 18 ninja, and as a Taru Taru, you got the added bonus of not having HP. So, you know, at my very first party at 15, I got told that I was a crappy tank because I was asking for a backup vote.
I don't know whose fault that is, like, your fault because you need the vote, or their fault. Did you start the party?
No.
It's their fault for picking a Taru tank in the dunes.
It was 3 monks with no sub, and one of the guys that with no sub said, well, you must not be able to tank. I'm like, dude, ninja in the dunes, can't tank.
Yeah, right.
So anyways, I'm going through, I finally got 18. I get into this party and I'm like, okay, I'm about to hit 19 soon. So, you know, we had 2 black mages. I'm like, look, guys, once I hit 19, don't cast blind unless you don't see Kiriami stick. Mm-hmm. And so I hit 19 and I got out my Kiriami scroll and, you know, learned the spell Kiriami Idiachi. And I started, you know, using that to help get at least a little semblance of hate.
Right.
And when it's thick, when that spell ticks, it really works really well. Mm-hmm. It's better than
an
average blind spell. But of course, I'm using my tools to do that. It costs them MP, but it costs me some tools. It costs me money. And so there was this one black mage that just did not want to, you know, stop casting blind. And I had already told him politely, you know, 3 times, I need you to, you know, stop. If you see it not stick, then go ahead and cast. But before that, you know, I need to get the opportunity to stick. And he's like, you know, he just basically ignored me. I'm like, dude, stop casting blind. He's like, no. I'm like, okay. So we finished the mob fight and then I go blow up on something else. I didn't have time for it, so I took Oshi's character and I PL'd myself through the rest of the dunes. Like, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, I don't want to deal with the rest of these people anymore. People who don't understand the dynamics of ninja at the early levels.
And lag-giga.
Ninja-ja.
And lag-giga. Ninja-ja, lag-giga, your face.
I heard ninja-ja. That was pretty awesome.
Ninja-ja.
Yeah, ninja-ja. In other news, so one more to get... Yeah, one more job to get through the dunes. In other news, I ended up getting my Parade Gorget this week. I dragged Oshi out of Ultimopolis, and he went as a ninja thief, so we were 1 out of 1 on the drop.
Very good.
I there's a guy in my link show who was like 1 out of 17 on the drop. Oh, so I'm like, hey, Oshi, you need a sub thief. So we went ahead, and we took care of that. Pretty easy fight.
Yeah.
It was a 75.
Not too bad.
And I went to my monk house today on Squiggly and managed to get the second upgrade on my monk house.
Oh, nice.
My monk saves. I'm like, wow, that was kind of a surprise. But next week is a free week. Hopefully get through COP a little bit more. Get Fenrir and
what PM are you on now?
Reverse Sight BO1.
True.
Nice. I'll be right back. Nabuto keeps slamming doors over here.
Dude, I used to be ahead of you in in Chains of Prometheus quick.
Where are you at?
I'm like Darkness Named.
Oh, you're still on Diablos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go to Soja.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually a pretty fun fight for us.
Was it?
Yeah. As long as you got your stuns in order, it's pretty cool. So, but hopefully I can get closer to C this week.
Yeah, definitely.
True. So who's next?
Like, I leave for, like, a second and Chin, it gets all quiet.
Chin, go! Chin, go! Go! Go!
Basically, you know, I did all the stuff Blood was talking about, the Jormi and the...
Don't say you did all the stuff he was talking about.
Yeah, I know, right? I hate you guys.
All the stuff he was talking about and more.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I did all that stuff.
No, she only likes Canadians.
I hate you so much. Anyway.
She loves you, seriously.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
You guys don't want to know.
So, I was camping Centurio 11 for a few days. To try to get a shaman's cloak, because I've been thinking about maybe leveling Black Mage up to 75. And so the first time I claim it, it is a good cloak. And I don't want to, you know, I want to get the crap before I start leveling it. So I go down there and I get one and I kill him and, you know, no drops. I'm like, whatever. So I hang out some more killing placeholders. I get another one, no drop. And then the third one I claim kills me. Mm-hmm. Like a level 6, it killed my 75 ninja.
No.
Because it did like Firaga then Blazaga. I'm like,
I hate Aga spells on ninja.
Well, it was just so late because I killed it in like a minute, you know what I mean, beforehand on those other ones, and then this one just totally owned me. So then
lame.
I end up getting a raise, and I kill it, and no drop, and then I did that two more times. So I'm now 0 for 5 on that stupid cloak.
Wow.
But he does drop like 3K each time I kill him. And one of the scrolls he drops, I think it's like Stone Gitu, is like 80K on Carbuncle.
Nice.
So that's not bad. At least I made a little spare cash. And then, on my way to there, I camped the Dune Widow for like 10 minutes and he popped and the torque actually dropped for me.
Oh, wow.
So that was like 200K.
Wow.
So I made a little cash.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
He's a very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very, very good.
You like how much?
Okay.
Besides that, nothing much, really. Nothing exciting, anyway.
You hear that, Blood? It wasn't exciting.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. Okay, I guess
you're not nice anymore.
Oh, no, wait, that's what I've been doing. I've been killing myself working on, like, the new Link Shell website and stuff like that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, because I don't play around.
Ooh,
obviously.
Make the whip. All right. I guess I'll go next.
First off,
I just happened to be on my way to Bastok, and for some reason, I always kind of go around the Leaping Lizzie area just to see if she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was around there, and she was there.
How do you know it's a she?
He checked.
Lizzie? I figured Lizzie is a girl's name, but anyways. She was there, so I jumped off my chocobo, and I killed her, and she dropped the boots. So I was
nice.
able to sell my old leaping boots.
Nice.
And so I have my bounty boots now. Sold my old leaping boots. It was like 500K.
Wow.
It's like, sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've decided that I'm leveling Monk for a while. With the failed attempts to fight Mott in the past, I was just like, I just need to get away from Paladin right now, away from Mott, away from everything, and I went to the Dunes, and I was leveling, and I was in this party with, like, a Dragoon tank.
Mm. Wait, what level in the Dunes?
It was, like, between 10 and 12.
My journal's so old.
No wonder Kujata is in 25th place.
It's not over yet. Okay, we have Dragoon Tank, Black Mage Healer.
We had a Blue Paint,
which was really helping. He wasn't tanking, though, but it was really, really bad. Oh, it was just so bad.
If anyone is thinking about moving to Kujata, they can't write poems.
I try to explain how bad the dunes are from time to time, but, like, seriously, it's so
bad. I think it's Kujata. I think it's just Kujata.
No way. It's everywhere.
The dunes are terrible. Oh, it was so bad. So, anyways.
Yeah, but, see, at least on the other servers, we have, like, poetic idiots.
As of today, my monk is, like, up to, like, level 24.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah.
So, I got that
monk
going
is
for
a
me.
Seriously fun job, so.
It is really fun, because all you have to do is damage. You know, as a paladin, you have a responsibility, and you have to make sure that you're on point all the time. Monk, you know, you boost, and you just do damage, and that's pretty much all
well,
you then do. You
paladin,
know?
It's like and a it's mind so game, fun. Too, because, like, there's a part in Paladin where you're like, I want to pretend that I'm doing good damage, and you, like, buy a Bernie, you know?
Oh!
you know what?
Oh, blood back. We lost him again, didn't we?
Yeah.
What's with this guy?
What a noob. Lol, he won't know I said that. Till he hears the show.
Sweet.
He's getting comcasted.
You've been comcasted.
Definitely Linksys routers suck.
Yeah, I can vouch for you on that one.
So, pretty much all I've been doing is leveling my monk and kind of just hanging out.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
Cool.
True.
I really.
That's it? That's not it. Seriously, that's it?
Dude, how do you.
I also beat.
You fail!
Whoa.
Yes. It was very late. That's kind of a big deal. It was very, very late on Tuesday night. I was up all night. And at like 5:30 in the morning, I decided I was going to go fight Mott because I finally got another testimony.
Nice.
And, you know, I had my game face on, just like Truce told me to, and I went in there and just like, well, you've all seen the video, you know, I went in there without my shield.
With the non-shield.
I had my game face, but I didn't have my shield. Oh, but I equipped it right away. But anyways, I took that footage, and that video took me like 5 minutes to make. It was like no time. But, it was really awesome. I was so glad that I was recording afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like the first fight that I did where I actually lost, I was like, man, why did I record that? And actually what I'll probably do is I'll probably create another video for you guys so you can see my failed attempt. Okay. And I'll play some E.
What?
So you guys can
You'll play some lag?
What?
I'll play some emo
music in the background.
How could so you guys this happen watch me. To me?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happening to me.
Okay.
I forgot to equip my shield.
After surviving 2 Azurin fists.
Yeah. That was epic.
That was hot.
That was pretty hot. I was like, no. He said in the chat, why don't you just go home and wash your face and come back when you're ready or whatever. I was like, wait a minute. Did I run out of time? This is ridiculous. But he was actually about to unload on me.
Dude, I love these BC fights where the mob's just like talking to you and I'm going to have to get like that now.
Nice fusion. Nice, dude.
Yeah, way to Udia your own self, son.
Someone's got to do it. Might as well be me.
Okay, mark time. Okay.
Dude, I have such a long list of that.
I can now go to level 7.
Very cool. It was funny. I remember because I was putting up the video on the website, and me and Shin we were in a conversation, and we were talking, and as I was watching this, I'm like, where's his shield? And right as I had said that, you equipped it.
I was like, wait a minute, I don't have my shield. Because you can tell when my character is running that I don't have a shield.
You can pretty much tell any time if you don't have your shield.
I don't know, he just runs weird when he doesn't have a shield for some reason. So I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have my shield, so I equipped it right away, but it's pretty well done, I would say.
Not too bad.
I think I did everything right. I mean, if I had waited 30 seconds to do Invincible, then I would have like totally blocked the Azurin Fists.
Yeah.
you know, well, you know, it's all water under the
you
bridge
did it.
Now.
You're done.
I did it.
Moving right. Yeah.
Congratulations on beating up the old guy.
Yeah, thank you.
You have successfully defeated an old man in combat.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Right. You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
So now I have to face Quiffin Island with my monk.
Or you could finish Paladin.
Yeah, I'm liking that idea.
Yeah, I would say do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're like 5 levels away, noob sauce.
Don't be like me on Samurai, we're just like sat at 60 forever. Level that, dude.
True.
Dude, I'm at like 70, like what, I mean...
You're not done.
Not done, okay, son.
Steak, get it to 75, move to Carbuncle, and that'll let you tank some cool stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dude, you could join my link show anytime you want.
Hey.
Or come to Bahamut, and I'll make you a fishbowl.
And you can dive Omega.
Now there's an offer. Well, he needs C first.
Steve?
What?
You need
C.
English only.
English only.
I thought you said thief. I was like, what for?
I don't know.
Anyways.
So you can set out yourself.
Yeah. Let us continue on, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Then.
Actually, I got an alibi real quick. I actually saw the most emo white mage cure macro in the world.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, something about let the darkness in your blood heal you.
What? I love that.
Dude, that kid's got like black curtains, a black light. It's like noon.
He's glowing in the dark. White mages.
Got candles going.
White magic, light based magic, not dark based magic. So, yeah,
he's gotta like, be one
so
of those
emo,
kids.
I'm gonna cure yourself and let myself die.
He's like prepared to be banished.
He's one of those people that like color their nails with like a Sharpie and black eyeliner, black hair color. You know, black contacts, and or he like dilates his eyeball, so he like freaks out. He's like. You know, 8th grade
Cat.
Math teacher.
He's got, like, the
like,
Eye
dude,
of Sauron
I,
contact lenses.
Why don't I cut your throat with my katana? Will that make you feel better?
His 8th grade math teacher is, like, you know, worried about him. He's probably very, like...
Little Billy's gonna do something
Are you guys ready?
Crazy.
We gotta move. We have to,
He's like, Fort Slash Riz.
Seriously. Let's move on.
Seriously.
All right. Well, let the darkness in your soul cure you, Steak.
All right.
When
to suit my soul says it's time for treasure coffer.
Treasure coffer.
Okay, last week on. I'm talking.
Treasure coffer.
Seriously.
Shh.
Don't interrupt.
Shh. Don't talk. Okay.
Last week on treasure coffer.
Bye.
I couldn't help it.
Stop!
Damn it!
I couldn't help myself.
I'm trying to talk here. Jeez, let me do treasure cover.
Wait, what are we doing now?
Oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you guys love tormenting me, don't you?
You make it so easy sometimes.
I heard it was a national sport.
What? Don't go, treasure coffer man!
Are you sure?
No, but go anyway.
All right,
you say it really, really fast, nobody can interrupt.
I'll let you guys just get it all out. You guys can just get it all out.
We're done. We promise.
We're good, dude.
Let's go.
Yeah, right. That's what you said the last 4 times.
Let's go.
Treasure coffer last week, we had a name that tune kind of Diddy. And,
Diddy?
The correct answer was the female Hume character creation music. Not play online music. Female Hume.
I seriously did not know that.
Which
I'm
is
female,
which is kind of
figure.
Yeah, it's kind of
you didn't know that.
It's kind of something you only hear like at the beginning of the game. Like, how many characters do you honestly create? I mean, I know I've only got one I've only got one mule.
I've got five.
Well, the thing is, with these tracks, like, they're so different from anything you actually hear in the game
that
you're not going to know, like, where they came from.
That's why it was a good question. The winner of last week's treasure coffer is Regret. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Prize out ASAP. As soon as I get your address, because I accidentally deleted it.
Lame.
Way to be that guy, Steak.
Don't be that guy.
I sent you a PM to get your address again, so my bad.
Good job.
And don't forget, when you get something from Treasure Coffer, go ahead and post it on the forums is what you got, so everybody will know.
Okay, this week's Treasure Coffer is going to be a Notorious Monster question. Mm-hmm. And the question is, where in Vanadio will you find the Notorious Monster named Bugaboo?
Where in Vanadio is a Notorious Monster Bugaboo?
Oh my god. I'm thinking the same thing, dude.
Alright, so where is Bugaboo in Vanadil?
Where yet?
That's your question. To answer, go to the forums.
Where yet? There you go. Who that is?
Wow.
Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter bugaboo!
I have no
peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly with a bugaboo drop! Peanut butter jelly!
Wow.
Who that is?
Wow.
There you go! You're crazy, man.
PFA is not responsible for the WTF-ness of Kieran.
Yeah. This is very true.
Statements of Kieran is not necessarily those of Play Online or BeTheGamer.com.
A human being.
Oh, whatever. A human being. Nah, man. Somebody at Square Enix is going to be RTFing all over the place after they read
RTFing?
That.
RTFing?
Yeah, they're going to be...
RTF?
Rolling on the floor, man.
That's raffle. It's a raffle too.
Well, you know, I like to put in my prepositional phrases.
Rolling the foodia.
Hey, excuse me for putting my prepositional phrases in my acronyms.
Now, there you go.
About the treasure coffer. If you want to answer the treasure coffer, all you got to do is go onto the forums and send a personal message to treasure
personal
coffer.
Personal message.
With your character name, your server, and your address, and the correct
private
answer
message.
And all that stuff.
It could be whichever.
All right.
I would say a personal message. I don't know. I'm not even going
moving
there.
Right along.
Yeah.
Let's move along, shall we?
Let's do that.
Let's go to the emails.
The emails.
Emails. All right. Okay. First email
okay,
comes
Barry.
From Zach X.
Barry White.
I'm going to check the emails.
Zach X of the Asura server, he says, "Hey guys,
How you doing?
You're used to hearing now." He says, "I was wondering, but what do you think of the Treasures of Ottergon missions and storyline thus far? I'm assuming most of you have gotten a bit farther. Personally, I'm really enjoying Treasures of Ottergon, and actually, like Naja Salahim. Yes, the few, the not so proud, the Naja fans.
Naja kicks butt.
I find that many people on the Asura server don't care for it because of the long cutscenes and current lack of reward for their efforts. Do you think this release is up to par, better, or worse than some of the other material in the game? Again, great job, all of you. Can't wait to hear the next episode. Signed, Zach.
The thing I find funny about people not wanting to do it because there's not a reward. Like, if there's gonna be some type of reward eventually. Like, probably it's gonna be like that glory crown or whatever it is that you encounter. I mean, that's, you know, what everyone is thinking. So, like, if you don't do the missions now, you're gonna have to do them eventually, and then it's just gonna take more time. So, just do them now. Get them out of the way so you don't have to deal with 20 million other people running around trying to do the missions too. Just get it done.
It's true.
I think, and as far as like story goes, I love the Ottergon storyline. What are you giggling about?
It's very, very interesting in parts. It's one of those storylines. I mean, a lot of the like the Rise of the Xylarch and the the COP storylines have this huge, serious background to them, but it, you don't get the same until later
it,
on.
It,
in the
yeah,
storyline.
It picks up, but
you
it's,
don't get the yeah, you don't get the same vibe.
It's
with
got
these.
A lot of
it's
humor
kind
in
of
it,
fun and light, and you know, not as serious.
And that,
so.
And you know, that's why Square Enix came out with Puppet Masters, so they could you know add a little comic relief to these.
That or it's just so we'd stop laughing at Durgs and laugh at Pops.
You know what?
One of these days we're going to get some disgruntled puppet master that's going to send us an email saying that he needs us.
He's like, I have a million uses. I could tank anything. Go Pop.
It's not
going to
be an I hate Fusion email. It's going to be I hate you all email. Can you
it's
think
the,
of
it's the same guy that you started with his emo
yeah,
fear macro.
Get a puppet master Dark Knight and it could be an emo pup.
Pupmo.
Don't say that, because I know a guy in my link shell that would do that. Yeah. He likes to sub
dark.
Dude.
Anyway. Well, let's move on. Oh, by the way, Fusion, he said in that email that he agrees with your infamous rant.
Neat.
Alright.
Dude, that rant is so like 10 episodes ago.
It's not.
Yeah, but it's still relevant.
It stops caring.
Anyways, let's move on. The next email comes from Rusty Tiger of the Remote Server.
All right.
Since I've been listening to PFA since day one, and I wish to say what a great job you're doing. I'm most especially proud of you, Stig, a true fan of the Final Fantasy series. Everybody else is doing a great job as well.
Oh, wow.
He's my cousin.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been hearing a lot about Endgame in these past few episodes, and watched a few events that my real life friend Folly did. And my concern lately is the point system used for doing such runs such as Dynamis, Gods, etc. I feel it is unnecessary to use because one, it seems like you have to stay with one LS to get these points, quote unquote. Yet some people just want to help people out, not caring about equipment too much. Two, people, especially LS leaders, take advantage of it to their favor. Three, why have it at all when the lotting system on the game itself, where everyone can type /random, and the person's who needs a said job gear item
can level lag out.
Who have the highest? Oh my gosh, did I lag out?
That's pretty bad, dude.
Wow, you're good. Keep going. Or not.
Right. Anyways, yes, they can lot for the you know whatever gear. Who has the highest number lot than or whatever? Anyways, he says I've heard of a few link shells that do this, but most use the point system. It doesn't make sense why people use it, and should I even trust it? Please feel free to share your thoughts on this matter. Thanks, and best wishes, signed Rusty.
Okay, I think the best way to do this is we'll take, like, each one of his points at one time. So, okay. First we'll do the, you have to stay in one link shell to get points, and some people just want to help out not caring about equipment too much. Seniority is, you know, wherever you go, there's going to be seniority of some kind. In a link shell, it's kind of nice to have this kind of advantage because, you know, you've been there longer than other people. You've been trying to get stuff. And then, you know, you could have some guy, like, it's his first day in the link shell, comes along, and he's like, oh, hey, Samurai Relic Hands, I'll take those. And you're sitting here, you've been doing Dynamis for a year, and this is the first time you've seen them, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's also the possibility that, you know, they could have been in another shell doing the same thing, but, you know, it's the way it works. I personally don't have a problem with that.
Plus, when you get to, like, in-game link shells and stuff, most likely you're going to be in one link shell anyway, because in-game link shells look, a lot of them look down on you having more than one in-game link shell,
yeah.
Because that makes them question, you know, if you're loyal to the link
right.
shell, and that becomes really important in game because you need to be able to trust the people that you're with
mm-hmm.
because
is
you
that
need
right,
to
Blood?
A lot of stuff together.
The point system thing,
the loyalty thing.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna make a link shell if I didn't have loyal officers and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like if you're like, let's say you're like a captain of a ship, you're you know, going around the ocean with a couple people, and then all of a sudden, like, you switch flags, and you're like, what's going on? They don't know whose side you're on. You could, like, start shooting them. They might start shooting you. There's confusion everywhere. And then you're just going to end up with a lot of people in the water.
Fusion, a question for you.
Oh, no.
The hell are you talking about?
You know what? I don't know.
What?
Okay, look, let's just do this.
Okay? I mean, I get kind of the drift about what you were talking. I'm sorry, dude. All right.
No. Listen, point systems are... They're good for some link shells, depending on the amount of members. I do not like the point system because it allows people to log on once a week, get a few points, and then someone who really deserves an item isn't going to get it because that schmuck, you know, went and camped, you know, Fafnir like 6 times all week, but never goes to any other event.
But if he doesn't go to as many events, he won't get as many points.
That's true.
That doesn't mean he's a good player or that he deserves an item.
But he has more
points.
My
link shell is actually two link shells in one. We have the regular, you know, the in-game link shell where we do, you know, our sea and our sky and all the other stuff. And then we have a Dynamis link shell. Mm-hmm. It's us and another in-game link shell that we cooperate together to do Dynamis. So the point system kind of is a necessity for us because it's two link shells working together. But, yeah, I have seen, like, a couple people, you know, go to all these events and get all these points and then lot on something. It happened. I saw it happen once with Sorcerer's Coat, and it was really disappointing because that's something that I need. Mm-hmm. And the guy lotted all his points on Sorcerer's Coat, and then he quit the link shell 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't get that.
Which, I mean, you know, that sucks, but at the same time, you know, he had a right to do it.
Exactly, because he did have...
Which is, I mean, that's one of the things I really hate about, you know, I mean, with anything, you know, people could come in, they get whatever they want, and they leave, but... Mm-hmm.
And you have the people who have, like, 75 jobs, people who have no lives, which, like, maybe, but, you know, that are gonna... I made a rule to myself that for things like White Mage and Warrior, if there's other people who are interested in that and the job, I won't even put up any of my points.
Right.
I'll let them, you know, I'll let the main White Mages and the main Warriors lot it first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when they all have theirs, then I'll go ahead and have it.
Right.
Black Mage is a different story because that's my main. Mm-hmm. But not everybody has that same type of logic.
Right,
know?
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
They're used to a lot of item horrors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
But I mean, you know,
I hate point systems.
Yeah, what's your take on this? Since you're starting up a new shell and everything, how are you managing stuff with drops?
Yeah, pretty much I decide what goes to who, because I feel like points don't show who deserves what. Like, I mean, if you get all your points by farming sky stuff, and then go to sea and not farm like a damn thing, and get a lot on something because you have more points,
that's,
like I don't feel like
that's
right.
Question, Blood. How many members do you have in your link shell right now?
Right now, we probably have about 28.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
that's respectable. For sure.
Yeah. But Paragon had a huge problem because I really don't think point systems work if you guys don't constantly get drops.
Mm-hmm.
Because
build up.
There was a backup of people that had like 500 points, you know, for W legs. And then this red mage that showed up to everything. You know, he was like, what the hell, I'm never going to get W legs. And he just left the link shell because he never had a chance at the item, even though he deserved it, in my opinion, more than the other red mages.
Right.
But, I don't know, I just feel like it's best if me and my officers decide who gets what. You know, we try and be fair, but of course I get everything first, and Chinchilla gets everything second. And, yeah, I'm joking, but I don't know. I just think that's the best way to go about it. I hate point systems.
Yeah.
Well, also, you've got to look at it like with the Arlink shell now, Elusive. We took the core member of people that were stuck in Paragon with nothing going on, and we had about, we'll just say Blood, like 8 people come from another dead link shell.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did to keep it fair was we sacked one of their members so that they always had, you know, a safe
place. Sacked,
so
son.
So it's not like Blood saying, all right, all my Paragon people are going to get whatever they want.
Yeah,
You know, there's input all around. So as long as the link shell trusts the officer's decision on stuff, it's not a problem. But if you have, like, slimy schmucks, you know, you shouldn't be in that link shell anyway.
Right.
And as far as keeping track... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
True that.
I was going to say the best part about my Lynchel is nobody's greedy except for one red mage. And
so is the red mages. What's with that?
That's not
the diva attitude.
Yeah, divas. Okay. Definitely.
Warriors are the loot whores of melee jobs, and red mages are the loot whores of mage jobs. That's just a fact.
True that.
Just default.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Word, dude.
But
word, yeah, dude.
I'm loving my link shell.
Yeah. Good man.
But, I mean, usually in regards to, like, the email overall, like, you know, for shells that have point systems, for shells that don't, it usually works out. You know, there's usually not a whole lot of, I mean, you know, you occasionally run into some weird issues where, you know, maybe like point build up or, you know, someone who just shows up and then grabs stuff and runs. But I mean, generally, there's not too much of a problem with it either way. I mean, you know, some people
prefer,
I'm not saying
it can work.
Yeah. So, you know, some people prefer one system, some people prefer the other. So, I mean, if there's something that you're looking for specifically, you know, there's bound to be a link shell that'll accommodate that. If not, then.
Yeah.
And as far as keeping track of points, usually we put in the forums a list of who attended. One of our main, well, I don't think he's a sack anymore, but one of our guys keeps track of who goes to the, he actually takes attendance, you know, list everybody who goes, and for our link show, you'll get 5 points for staying for a full run.
Right.
If you leave early or if you're late, then you get a little bit knocked off. So he'll put down a list of who was there, who got what, and how much they bid on it, how much of their points they gave up for it, and then who left early or came in late. And then he'll put in, you know, the points accordingly. So, you know, hats off to, in my link shell, that's Strata's job. So hats off to Strata for doing that, you know, shout out. Other people have different ways. Some people do spreadsheets or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
I know there's a couple, like, spreadsheets in my link shell.
You just said...
Yeah, you know what? Leave me alone. All right, I figured I already got, like, 20 Galka noises in here. Might as well add another.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna have a long day tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, really?
All right, let's go on to the second thing. He said that people, especially LS leaders, take advantage of the point system to their favor.
Depends on the link shell. I mean, and if they do, they're going to get called on it. They're going to get called on it if something happens that no one else
totally
agrees with it. And that's the problem with them, because then everyone's going to leave their link shell. So if they want to take
a
chance.
Yep.
It depends on the situation. And I saw people who actually did leave the link shell for a specific event. We had one particular event where we had a sorcerer's coat drop. And we had a couple, there was a bidding war, and a couple people, you know, went ahead and put up their points. And, you know, if we finally got who, you know, got the points, okay, you lot on it. So the guy lotted on it, right? And then one of the link shell leaders, who was AFK, came back, suddenly found that it had dropped, and then she went ahead and said, well, I'm going to lot this many points, and automatically took it after we had already decided, hey, this other guy got it. So, yeah, and then by the time she said, okay, I'm putting up this many points, and she lotted for it, it already dropped into her inventory. So there was nobody to actually go, oh, whoa, wait a second. You know, we did that later on, but, I mean, it was too late. The guy got basically ninja'd out of an item that he thought he was going to get. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes link shell leaders will take advantage of that.
But, yeah, I mean, they'll definitely get called on it, so.
Yeah,
they definitely won't be able to get away with anything like that.
First, you know, most if you're a link shell leader, if your link shell leader is shady and you don't trust them, then leave the link shell because it's not worth it.
If there's anybody that, like, you want to trust in this game besides, like, your friends, it has to be the link shell leader.
Yeah.
If you can't trust them, you shouldn't be in the shell.
True.
Because, I mean, our overall link shell leader is the coolest guy in the world, and, you know, he really does try to be fair by everybody, but he's one of those guys that, you know, puts too much pressure on himself.
Right.
As far as the third question, I think we kind of answered that with the whole seniority thing. It was about the lotting and all that stuff. Yeah. So, cool. Thanks,
good
Rusty.
Email.
Appreciate it. Shout out to Rusty.
What's that?
True.
All right. Next email comes from Atlas, soon to be of Bahamut. He says, "Dear PFA, question number one. After your 54th episode, it made me think about transferring one of my characters to Bahamut. Do you think this is a good idea? Two of my five mutable characters I'm considering moving are a Hume level 50 paladin, 56 dragoon, 45 ninja, or as an elven, 41 summoner, 30 white mage, 35 blue mage. Says, what does your server need more of, melee jobs or mage jobs? Also, is there anything I should know about Bahamut before I move over? I know some of you are on that server and would like to know your honest opinions. Question number two. Is it possible to magic burst with summoners, avatars, and their respective spells? And if so, how does one go about timing that sort of thing? Just by animations or something like that?
Probably log, I would imagine.
Oh, go ahead and finish the questions, and then I'll address
Question three. It says, is there anywhere to buy bullets outside of the auction house? They seem to be so expensive, and I do not have the guild to level my ranger anymore because I can't find any NPC that sells them, and it's going for 9,000 gil a stack at the auction house on Seraph. I really just want to use a gun and refuse to level the job until I can shoot stuff with a gun instead of a crossbow. I've been listening to your show.
Whoa.
Dick Cheney stuff.
He says,
Buckshot!
I've been listening to your show ever since I started playing around episode 4. And I would have quit a long time ago if I didn't listen to your podcast and get the urge to level to 30 in the first place and unlock Paladin. Thanks, Steak. And thank you, Pet Food Alpha, for making a great and incredibly entertaining podcast. Sincerely, Atlas. By the way, if you ever get a... Oh, okay, never mind.
All right, let's take them out one at a time. Yeah,
let me take the summoner question out real quick. Yes, it is possible to magic burst with the spells. It's just basically, you gotta time it. You gotta kind of learn your own timing. I haven't gotten it past 49, obviously. So I haven't gotten a chance to experiment with the tier 4 spells, which you don't get until 60. Mm. But it's basically I watch the animation and the log, but I kind of have experience for timing magic burst with my black mate. So
yeah,
turning it over to summoner, it's not as much of a big deal for me. I had to get used to it, but it's not all that. And also, one thing. Besides Magic Burst, you can also participate in skill chains with some of your avatars and abilities. So it's not just the Magic Burst, you know, for all the, you know, the tier 2 spells that you have. It's also being able to participate in skill chains as well. So.
Okay.
Word.
All right, then I guess we'll go to the first question about what we need more about Bahamut. That's an interesting one. I would say bring over whatever you want. Though I would totally push for the Derg, but I'm a little biased.
Whatever, situation. Dude.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest servers. It's got a lot of people on it. You know, I don't think there's any one job that this server needs more than another
Kujata
job.
Hey, Kujata's pretty old too, man.
And there's nobody on it. You're 25th in poetry.
We just
I think poetry. Yeah, it was one of the original Japanese servers. Remember it right.
Well, yeah, it was an original Japanese server that everybody got ported to Kujata when the US released them.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that what it was? There's a bunch of, like, Bahamut rejects.
Well, we kind of changed, anyways.
We morphed, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, move whatever you want to. Okay, what about the bullets?
Bullets, yeah, there's a bunch of places where you can get them. I know Kieran said Bastok, you can buy bullets in what, the metalworks?
Yeah, if you go to the metalworks, like right where Sid is, to the left, there's a little room, and they sell stuff in there, and I think they're right about 90 gil a pop, so like a stack puts you at like right at 900 or something like that, right at 1,000, so actually 9,000 if you do your math right.
The answer
I can
to
also
this
make
question.
Bullets, if that'll help.
The answer to this question is brought to you by
Steve.
The answer to this question is brought to you by FF Encyclopedia.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can buy them. You go into the wiki, just, you know, type in bullets.
Look up bullets, and you'll find everybody in Vanadil that sells bullets. Some places, like, I think there's a place in Vasak that only sells, Don't they only sell them like if Bastok is in like first or second place or something like that?
I don't.
They might.
I don't. No. I don't think so because I used to buy the bullets and bag them up and sell them on the auction.
Well, you can also get them in like Nashmao and stuff too, I believe.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Norg and
there's not
Rabao
as they'll run out really quick in Nashmao though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his problem was the bullets cost too much, so he's pretty much screwed either way.
Yeah, Ranger sucks because it just it takes the gil right out of you.
Yeah, Ranger. You're bumming.
That's what we all call right, SOL.
One quick thing before we wrap this thing up, I wanted to give a shout out to a buddy of mine who hooked me up with some monk gear when I was in need. Nice. It was like, I was looking for a specific item, and I was trying to shout for it and stuff, and, you know, he came out, and he was like, you still need those knuckles? It was like knuckles or whatever, you know, weapon. And I was like, yeah. He's like, love the show. I was like, nice. So, yeah, Poppy Yappy on the Kujata server.
Dude, that's the coolest name out there.
Say it again, guys.
Poppy Yappy.
Hey, if anyone on Muhammad's listening, I need Gil.
I don't think it quite works that way.
Yeah, I think we all need Gil.
Right now, I'm so poor.
Yeah.
Those mock fight items costed me a lot of money.
Limbus will take all your Gil.
All right. Well, thanks, Poppy. Appreciate it. See you in game.
Poppy.
Poppy.
I love it when you call me Big Poppy.
No, it's kind of funny because that's kind of it's a Latin thing. You know, Poppy means father. And right. It's just, yeah, I'm not going to get into it because we've already had a show of too much of a sexual nature this show.
What? We have? Yeah,
okay. Anyways, let's continue. Did you guys have
anything else to
say? I'm good.
Hey, Blood, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm sorry for lagging up the show.
No, that's cool. You know what I was thinking would be a pretty cool show? We should talk to some people that have multiple jobs leveled to 75, like more than, like, three or more. Say three or more.
Because, Jin, how's it going?
What up?
Like, I think we should talk about, like, the Final Fantasy XI cardinal rule. Like, the whole do not forget your family, friends, etc. And talk about, like, how getting that many jobs to 75 has affected your life and stuff like that.
You get easily irritated by
like, you know what? Seriously? Yeah,
and you're afraid of beaches.
Honestly. Yeah, the game has been out for how long, and I think four jobs at 75 isn't too bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, maybe more than four jobs.
You have to realize, too,
I think go with nine.
Stake, when you say that, like, I leveled, Corsair without a link, you know, without, like, an endgame link shell to 75, and then for my Red Mage and
I guess
Ninja,
my question is,
like
what if you had to sacrifice? What if you had to sacrifice during that small amount? I know you've been probably playing for half the amount of time that I have, but you've put way more in-game time than I have. Like, what, like, have you had to sacrifice anything? Like, I don't know, maybe not.
I work, like, 60 hours a week.
Yeah. Also, what Chin was saying with in-game link shells, a lot of times, you know, if you're not doing anything, they're like, hey, you want to level, you know, such and such a job, and it's easier to get parties that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of pickups just with my link shell.
And usually, like, there's a PL, so you're getting, like, ridiculous EXP.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It's not like your first job, your second job to 75. It's
The first is always the hardest. Afterwards, you just coast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not then. All right, well, anyways.
You get points for effort, Stake.
Yeah.
Right. Our website, obviously, is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Send us your emails and your comments and your questions, your McNoob suggestions, whatever. Join us on our forums. We have some pretty good conversations going on there. Go ahead and submit your treasure coffer as soon as you can. And that's all I have. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. And we'll see you right here next week. Everybody say goodbye.
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 There you go. Bye. There you go. Goodbye.
Peace out, Boy Scouts.
Fly to my link shell.
Do it.
Now.